Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
God looked at everything and said, "It's good." He created this world, and honestly, He made it so that you don't have to have miracles. He made this world that you, if you cooperate with the laws, you know, God made all of these things for our own good. And so a miracle is a superseding or a suspension of natural laws. And God created this earth good. It is not His desire to just violate all of the things that He created. He wants you to learn to live within it. But now that we live in a corrupted world and there are things like animals were originally herbivores, is that the way you say it, where they all ate plants and things like this? But since the fall, animals have started eating each other. We see that the creation has gone out of whack. There are, I'm sure, viruses and germs existed because God created everything, but they were like animals. It used to be herbivores. Now they do something different. These viruses, these germs, these bacteria, they used to have a positive function, but through the fall, all of that stuff has been corrupted. So now we live in a corrupted world. There are evil things going on. And because we live in a fallen world and there are problems, there are needs for miracles where God supersedes or suspends natural laws to be able to minister to people and to keep His kingdom going. And so I agree that that does happen. But here's some points I want you to consider. Here's 3 points about miracles contrasted with 3 points about blessings. And I'll go back and explain this in more detail. But if you could get this, it'll change your impression. A miracle is a superseding or a suspension of natural laws. And God created these natural laws, so He's not prone to do it. So before God will give you a miracle, you have to be in a crisis. So if you're going to live from miracle to miracle, you're going to live from crisis to crisis. That's not what you want. And yet there's a lot of people that they ignore the natural laws. They ignore not only natural, but spiritual laws. Like, for instance, when we talk about health, people will always talk about your diet and exercise. And you know what? Those are some natural laws. If you don't use muscles, they atrophy. And so there is a truth here. But again, the secular world doesn't even acknowledge that there is a spiritual being. They just look at everything carnally and try and figure things out. They believe that we're nothing but evolved animals. They believe in evolution. They don't believe in the spiritual part of man. And so if you listen to our world system today, they'll tell you that it's all diet and exercise. They'll go over to Japan, where people have the lowest degree of heart problems in the world, and they have long lives, and they'll look at that and they'll just immediately examine some natural things such as their diet, and they say they eat a lot of fish, and so that must be the key to long life and low health risk is by eating a lot of fish. And what they miss is that the Bible says that if you honor your father and mother, you will live long upon the land. And Japanese actually worship ancestors. You talk about honoring. That's an important part. And yet, see, you aren't ever going to have any scientist look at any spiritual, emotional application of anything. They're just trying to find a carnal reason because they aren't spiritual. They don't think spiritually minded. And so they ignore this. But I tell you, honoring your parents is a big part of whether or not you're healthy or not. Amen or oh me. Some of you that grew up in the 60s and gave your parents fits, you've never made a connection, but I guarantee you there's a connection between the way you've honored your parents and some of the things that are happening in your physical body. The scripture also says in Proverbs, I think it's 17:22, that a merry heart does good like a medicine. And you know what? If you rejoice and if you're a happy person, it affects your physical body. There's a reason that Bob Hope and Milton Berle and George Burns lived over 100, and yet they drank and they smoked and they did all of these things that our world is saying is wrong, and yet they lived to be over 100 because, you know what? They were comedians and they did a lot of laughing and they learned how to laugh. I don't know exactly what proportion the spiritual has over the physical, but I'm saying that if you listen to the natural world, they'll say 100% of your health is diet and exercise. It's not. This is andiology. I have no way of verifying it, but I believe it's 20%. And what you, how you honor other people, the respect you show to people, whether you honor God, whether you have joy in your heart and are walking in the joy of the Lord is probably 80%, 50% of your health. And people don't even ignore any of that stuff. And this is the reason that you can have people like my mother who basically, she didn't like vegetables. She wasn't a health nut, and she lived to be 96 and was healthy up until the time she was at least 92, 93. And you know why? Because she was adopted at birth, never knew who her real parents were, and she honored her adoptive parents and loved them and spoke well of them, even though they got a divorce when she was a little kid, which back in those days, that was a real stigma. And my mother still honored her mother, and she lived. My grandmother lived and raised me until I was about 8 years old. That's when she died. And you know what? My mother honored her parents, and she was a happy woman, even though she had a lot of things happen to her. And because of it, she lived to be 96 and was healthy and all of these things, contrary to all of the reports, because those things are important. So anyway, I got off on that by saying that, see, a miracle, you have to have a crisis to have it. And people don't observe these spiritual laws, such as honoring your parents, such as operating in the joy of the Lord, such as casting your care over on the Lord. And you are stressed out and you're worried and you're a type A personality. And you've got all of these things that we've just embraced that are contrary to what the Word of God teaches. And because of it, we have health issues. And then you go to God and you believe and you get a miracle. But it's not going to come until you're in a crisis. And then once that miracle comes, it's only going to be temporary. That's the second characteristic of a miracle. Miracles are always temporary. Whereas once a blessing, once you tap into the blessing of God, it cannot be reversed. It's eternal. I'm going to show you these things from Scripture. I'm just summarizing it at first. But a miracle has to have a crisis, whereas a blessing will prevent crisis. A miracle is only temporary, whereas once you get the blessing flowing, it cannot be stopped. It is awesome. It is much better. And a miracle is never abundant. It's only enough to get you by. It is not going to be abundance, whereas a blessing is so abundant, you won't even have room enough to receive it. God can meet your needs miraculously, but there's a better way. He would rather you start walking in the blessing of God. My wife and I are an example of this, and basically it was me that caused the problem. When I first got started in ministry, I had this idea that if I was called to ministry, I was sinning against God if I worked a job. I was called to minister, so I had to minister and trust God. That's not right. I'm not criticizing anybody else. I don't know why I got it. I just thought that. I thought I wouldn't be faithful to what God told me to do if I worked a job. And so when we first got started in ministry, we were ministering to about 5 or 6 people a week. And you know what? When you're ministering to 5 or 6 people a week, you shouldn't be able to live full time of the ministry. But I had made a decision. I quit my job, and Jamie and I nearly starved to death. And we went through extreme poverty for 2 years, and probably for the first 10 years of our life, we could have qualified for welfare. Our total income the first 12 months of our marriage was $1,253. And we had $100 a month rent. Go figure that out. And then our second year, it went up to $2,500. When we moved to Manitou Springs, Colorado Springs area in 1980, we had been in ministry by that time for what, 12 years or something like that. And our budget was $700 a month is what we were believing God for. To run the ministry, I was on radio, and that was our personal income. And we struggled because of my own stupidity, because I wouldn't go work. But you know what? My heart was right. My head was wrong, but my heart was right. And so because of it, we had miracle after miracle after miracle. I mean, we prayed and God just supernaturally multiplied food for us. We ran out of gas and we were in Dallas in really cold weather with a baby that was just real small, about 1 year old. And we ran out of gas on right downtown at I-30 and I-45. And we were there late at night and it was cold. We would have frozen to death. We didn't have anywhere to go. This is before you had cell phones. And so you know what? We just laid hands on that car and prayed over it, and it started after it had run out of gas, and we drove it for a week until I got enough money to put some gas in it. I didn't have enough money to put antifreeze in the car, and so the block broke. You could see the crack, and the water ran out of the block. And you know, I drove that car for over a year with a cracked block that the water poured out. And I laid hands on it and just prayed, and God kept it going. We saw miracle after miracle happen. We saw food multiply. We saw so many miracles. And I remember when we were getting ready to build our house, I was driving out one morning to feed my horses. And I was praying and saying, God, I haven't seen miracle. I was just reminiscing about how God used to just... I mean, we would get money in the mail with no address on a return envelope and $500 cash in an envelope. And it would just come. And it was miraculous, the things that I could tell you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories. And I was reminiscing about this. And as I was driving out to our property, I was thinking, God, I hadn't seen miracles happen in our life in a decade or two decades. And I was kind of feeling like, what's wrong with me? I used to have a miracle every day to survive.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK163 titled Crisis and Miracles when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Have you ever thought about coming to Bible college? You know, I know that that's a big decision, but preparation time is never wasted time. And we see people's lives changed. And to even make it more convenient, we not only have the school in Colorado Springs, but we have an online Bible school where you actually go through at your own pace, but you are in a group. There is interaction. There's a facilitator. We have correspondence courses, and we have 15 different college campuses located around the world. So certainly there is some way to accommodate your desire to learn more about the Word of God. So call us at 719-635-1111 and ask about one of our Caris Bible colleges.